My name is Tracy Davis. I am 30 years old. Today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2016. And I am speaking with Kay Davis, who is my mother-in-law. We are recording this interview in Helotes, Texas. Okay, Kay, what are some times in your life when you demonstrated integrity despite temptation or difficulty?
Greg and I lived in Ottumwa, Iowa. And his sister lived up in Bellevue, Iowa, which was about 4.5 hours away from us. So we took our 5 children one day on a trip to go visit her. And along the way, we stopped at, I believe it was Hardee's. And we ordered sandwiches and fries and drinks for every member of the family. It came to quite a bit of money. It was $30-some back in the day. That was quite a bit. And all I had was a $100 bill with me. So I gave the clerk the $100 bill, and she took it, put it in the cash register, and immediately pulled some bills out and just stuffed them in my hand without counting back. So I took the food back to the table, and we kind of got set up, and I thought, I better check my change and make sure that she didn't short me anything. So I counted it out, and when I counted it, she had given me $114 back. So I told Greg that I needed to go talk to her about it, and he was going to take care of the kids and everything like that. And he's like, well, let's just wait till after we're all done eating. I'm like, no, I think it's important. I need to get right back up there and let her know that she had made an error. So it was very crowded during the noon hour time, and I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable or just let anybody else know. I wanted to keep it confidential. So I kind of pulled her over to the side and told her that I'd given her a $100 bill and she had given me the change back of $114, so I think she'd made an error. Could she possibly give me the correct amount of money back? I gave her the receipt so she could see how much it had came to. Well, her supervisor overheard and came rushing over and grabbed her money drawer out and took it to the back to count it, and she immediately began to cry. And she started to question me, like, well, why did you do that? Why didn't you just keep the money? You know, it was more, you know, why are you getting me in trouble? And so I apologized to her and told her, you know, I didn't want to get her in any trouble, but I also wanted to be honest, and it wouldn't be right for me to keep more money than it came to. So all I wanted her to do was to get the correct change. I didn't want her to be in any trouble, and I wasn't trying to cause a problem, and I wasn't angry about it. I just wanted her to understand. So by that time, the supervisor came back up and checked the drawer and handed me the $100 bill back and said, we don't take $100 bills here. That's too much money. We can't make correct change. And I said, well, you know, you obviously have enough to make the change because you gave me more back. So why can't you just give me the change? She said, no. And I go, I don't have any other bills to give you. And she said, just bring the food back up. And I looked at her. I couldn't believe it. I said, no, my kids are already eating. We're hungry. You know, I can't do that. Just give me the correct change back. And it's not a problem. I'm not upset. Nobody's going to get turned in or anything. It's okay. And then she questioned me again too. She goes, I don't understand why you even came back up and created this problem because, you're creating a problem for us now and we're all going to be in trouble. And so I felt terrible, and I apologized again and told her, I am so sorry. This was not meant to be a problem at all, but I really just am an honest person and didn't feel comfortable keeping more money than what I needed. So at that point, it made me question. I went back to my husband. I said, you know, it would have been so easy just to keep that money and have our meal free and extra money to boot, but it's not the right thing to do, and I felt bad that they didn't understand that, but it was. I felt good that I'd made the right choice, and eventually we did get ironed out, and they was able to give me the correct bills back. I'm not sure why they couldn't make change from a $100 bill.
Yeah, especially since they obviously had the change.
Yeah, the money was there. It just said, so you want me to go right into the
Yeah, well, I'll prep it. So I wanted Kate to also tell me about her experiences when they lived in Ottumwa, and they were attending church, and she went through a spell or a rough spot where she was having a hard time attending. I just wanted her to tell about that experience.
Thank you. When I was baptized, I had such joy about the church, and I loved every missionary and every member there, and just enjoyed being with them and the fellowship that they gave me and the support that they gave me as a convert. I just felt like they knew so much, and every class was a learning experience, and I immediately had callings that I loved and was able to share with primary children and the youth and of the church, and it was just a wonderful, glorious time. But as time went on, I had things happen in my life that caused some depression, and Satan just has a way of, you know, ruining things for you where he knows is your happiest moment. And so he began to make me feel that church wasn't something that I wanted to do anymore. And I never, ever became inactive, but each time I went to church, I would cry and felt so depressed about it. And I felt like nobody cared about me there. And it was a whole different feeling than when I was baptized. And this went on for quite a period of time, to the point where I didn't know if I would ever feel the same again. And I prayed and I prayed and I told my Heavenly Father, I really need to feel good about going to church. I can't continue to do it if I don't get past this. And so one night I knelt down and I prayed and I said, please, Heavenly Father, just help me feel the same way I did when I was baptized. I need that in my life and I don't know how to get it back. And the very next morning, the mail was delivered and I had a letter from the missionary that had baptized me. And I was shocked because I hadn't heard from him for years. He would send me a Christmas card, but other than that, we never communicated with each other. And he sent me this letter and I immediately opened it up to read it. And it started out saying, I don't know why I'm writing you this letter. You've been on my mind a lot lately. And I finally felt today that I just had to get this letter written. Normally I would have typed it out on the computer so it would be easier for you to read because I don't have very good handwriting, but it was so important that I just grabbed a paper and a pen and just started writing. So whatever is going on, I hope you realize the urgency that I wanted you to receive this letter. And then he went on to tell me how important I was in his life and my husband as well. And that as a missionary, when he tracked us out and taught us the gospel, how good we had made him feel. And when we chose to be baptized, how the happiness he felt. And he said, he shared with me just the joy of the Lord of watching somebody's life change miraculously and just, you know, accept everything that he had to offer, because that was so hard for him as a missionary in Iowa. There were so few people willing to do that. And as I read it, the tears just rolled down my cheeks, and I realized the feelings that I had when I was baptized. It was exactly, he was saying the things to me that I felt at the time I was baptized, and I was getting all those feelings back. And so I couldn't believe it, that it came right after a prayer that was exactly that's what I needed and wanted. And so I wrote him back, and I told him, I said, this came at a very good time. I've been struggling going to church, feeling as if it wasn't as wonderful as it used to be, and you have just brought that wonder back to me. And we really didn't get to talk about it anymore. We didn't continue writing each other or anything like that. But here, just the past year, I took my daughter out to Utah, and so I took Thad and Jenna to meet him, knocked on his door, and we both reminisced about that. And he said he remembered the urgency of writing that letter, and he was shocked when he got the letter back saying that it had been needed so desperately and how it had turned me around. And once again, tears rolled down his face, and he just said, you know, I know that we're just kindred spirits, you know, and that surely in the preexistence we were very close and we know how to help each other. And that's just, he's just my angel here on earth. And I'm so grateful that Heavenly Father speaks to people and prompts them with the Holy Ghost to do the things that will help each other. And I know, you know, when I get those promptings, that if I do it, I know that it can bless others' lives. And it's just a testimony to me that it's so important that we do those things.
All right. Thank you, Kay, for sharing that. Are there any other thoughts or any other instances of any family members or anything else you can think about integrity, or even just like what integrity means to you, or anything about integrity you want to share?
I've been blessed to have a husband that I feel is a very strong man of integrity. And I've watched him be a great example to all of our children, and I've watched each son grow up. And although, you know, they've made errors and mistakes, as every person on this earth does, I've watched them pull through those times, and just integrity abound in them. And so when Thad, my fifth son, was on his mission, he wrote to me and said, Mom, what do you feel are the five most important qualities that we can have here on earth? And I told him, definitely integrity was included in that. And you know, I don't think a lot of people today do have integrity. I think people think of themselves more than they do others, and they're more willing to sacrifice their integrity to just get ahead of the game. And that's not what's going to happen. We all know that you have to be honest and do the right thing. And I'm so pleased and proud that I feel like my family does have that in their life.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like maybe I didn't really understand what integrity meant when I was a youth. It's one of the values in Young Women's at Church that we would study, but I'm not really sure if I like really knew what it was at first. But the little blurb that's on the page that kind of describes this is that I will have the moral courage to make my actions consistent with my knowledge of right and wrong, or something along those lines. And to me, like, I think that just like perfectly sums it up. It's that, you know, if you don't know something, you're not accountable for it. But if you do know something, you are accountable for it, you know. It's like, so the spirit, or, you know, will tell us in our hearts and everything about, like, you know, you should stop doing this or that, you know, like that television show or whatever, like that's not good for you, or the, you know, defensive spirit or whatever. It's like, or you can ignore that feeling, or you can act on it. And I think it is really hard to have that personal integrity to act upon those things, because a lot of times it's like, well, it'd just be easier, and it's not hurting anybody else. It's just me, my, you know, decisions about what I'm going to do, you know. But I agree with you. I think integrity is really important. That's something I really try to cultivate in my life and develop. And it's hard. Those little things, I think it's easier sometimes to make those big integrity stands, like, you know, this is, you know, murdering is wrong. Or, you know, it's like, that's a lot easier. It's like smaller for me that are the more difficult daily challenges, like, oh, I need to be, you know, saying daily prayers or whatever. It's like such a small thing, but it doesn't affect anybody except for myself, you know.
Right. Commit to do your visiting.
Exactly.
Training.
Yes.
Get it done.
A commitment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Following through on those commitments and, like, you know, aligning your actions with what you know is that you should be doing. So, all right. Well, thank you for telling me those experiences and sharing your stories.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.